Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's Friday, and that means Brewers Outlet Day. I always tell everybody to stock up for the weekend. It's amazing. The soup based on just stress in life is stocked up all the time. I don't understand that. Imports Domestics Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Let's all do it together. Indeed,
second to none.
All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Do not forget about Brewers Outlet gift cards as well. It really makes a statement as to how you feel about somebody. Like, for example, like Matt, I'd probably go 200.
Well, thank you.
You know, King, probably 250. Blood, Soup, $1.99. What? Just shows you how much you care. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, great pre-owned inventory. Your trading's never been worth more. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. By the way, on Tuesday's show, Matt, Tony Knopp returns.
All right.
Talk about the business of sports. Somebody had to remember that part of it. Oh, wait, that was me. Okay. You always do a great job lining up guests. Every once in a while, I just venture out on my own and go, okay, fine, I'll do this one myself. Okay.
Works for me.
I mean, does Lawrence line up his own guests?
90% okay. of the time, but actually sometimes I do them, believe it or not.
Oh, no, I believe it. All right. Let's get to our play-by-play call of the day. Matt jumping up and down as Tony Pollard goes to the house.
Prescott's going to toss the play wide to Pollard. Broke a tackle, got a block on the edge, sprinting to the 50. Pollard down the left sideline. One man to beat, and he'll beat him all the way to the pylon. Touchdown, Pollard. Calling a run was the most brilliant move of the night.
My old friend Brad Sham. Great guy. Really like Brad a lot. The voice of the Dallas Cowboys. I think the last time I talked to Brad was at the Cotton Bowl 2 years ago, but great guy. All right. In fact, when we were there, he says, Steve, can you take a picture of Jack and me? I said, yeah, sure. With that, we bring in, let's face it, a lot of people in Connecticut now want his picture, the King.
Oh, not really. I'm not vaccinated.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm like a leper. So how's
Governor
it going, man? Listening to your radio show here. I'm going over all the different websites that my secretary went to today. Busy day.
Meghan
Markle's
busy
outfits. Celebrity weight loss and transformations. A lot to do with metal. That's good. So, got to be a hundred.
Sounds like she had a productive day.
Yep. Nah, she does a good job. What are you going to do? Well, anyway, play-by-play guy for Bucknell. I mean, not play-by-play, stadium announcer. And I was telling about your days as stadium announcer.
Yeah, I didn't know about this.
You never heard the Blizzard stadium announcer?
They kept handing me, this is the Michigan game in 95, they kept handing me a piece of paper. They told me I had.
No. He's not getting away with it that easy.
Well, no, about the snowballs, right? Well, no, they came in every time and handed me the same piece of paper, and I had to read it each time. I mean, that literally is what happened.
To preface it, there was a blizzard on Wednesday, Matt.
Okay.
So the stadium is filled with snow.
Yeah, they brought in.
You couldn't sit on the. You had to sit Indian style. Well, your legs were sitting on the snow, and your butt was on a bleacher.
Wow.
Okay,
well, what they wanted to do is they wanted to clear the stadium out. So they have volunteer groups, and then they also brought in prisoners from Rockview.
Ew.
Right? And so they started clearing out the lower levels, and then they realized how daunting it was. And because of that, that's when they started to do the pack down, where they cleared the seats, but they packed it down in the area where your feet are supposed to be.
That's a douchebag in front of me. I buried his hat.
So then, of course, they start throwing snowballs. Well, in that job, what people don't realize in that job, you other than you call what you call, you know, ball carrier, tackle, down. That's the job. Anybody who does more than that's like, you know, acting like they're whatever. Okay. Well, then other things that you read, they have it scripted out as to what you're supposed to read. Well, they came in with a handwritten thing.
Horrible.
It is. No, it is.
Every time said, "Don't throw a snowball," they threw more.
Yeah,
of course they did.
And that's what, say it the next time they threw more. So I'm cutting you off here because this is the funny part. My father's got Alzheimer's coming on. God rest his soul. He passed away from it.
Right, right.
But at the time, he's sitting there with me. And Steve announces that Monty Toomer catches a touchdown pass in the far
Mercury
end
Hayes.
Zone and starts
Mercury
getting
Hayes.
Pelted with snowballs. And Steve announces, "Please refrain from throwing snowballs in the stadium." And my father says, "Somebody's going to tell that idiot to shut up."
Right.
I said, "It's your son, man."
Right.
Oh, really?
Man.
Yeah, no, it's, but see, again, every single time, because I kept saying to them, you know, the mic's off, you look over and go, "Bud, I can't announce this again, they're going to throw more." And I mean, I kept saying that, you know, and Bud, and I know where Bud was coming from. He says, "Steve, for liability reasons, we have to say it." I said, "All right." So I'd announce it again, and they'd throw more. And then Bud would come back in, and he'd say, "Steve, you got to read it again." I says, "Bud, they're just going to throw more." And he says, "I know they are, but we have to do it." So
you
I announce it again.
They did. It was so funny. Yeah. So then we go to this hotel, and he's doing a radio show afterwards. And a caller calls up and says, "Who's that idiot who kept telling us to stop throwing snowballs?" And Steve says, "That was me."
I see some things never change in Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, they were horrible. The fan in front of me, I mean, he was drunk, you know. He's had a bottle. He's drinking. He was so obnoxious. And like I said, my father was, you know, not all. I probably didn't even realize he was watching a football game. And he was bumping us. So he had a, what are those hats they had, Steve? The Michigan State or the game, Michigan-Ohio State? Something like that. That's the hat he had.
Michigan, Ohio off. State.
So I dug a hole in the snow and I buried it in the snow.
There you go. Good going. I would have done the same thing.
Anyway,
that's
again,
my...
Yeah, that's,
you did
I mean,
a real
that's
good
more...
as a public dress announcer. You had to do what they told you to do.
How
but
about
it was
that?
Dad's reaction just killed me. I was like,
well, but I mean, Dad was right. I mean, you know, and so was the caller.
You
were right,
idiot.
Too. I mean, but I'm saying, though, the only reason I did it was because if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be working.
Yes.
I had no choice.
It was just your father's reaction. He didn't realize
that
it
was pretty
you.
Funny.
No,
but I've actually been in similar situations already, so I see it from all angles too.
It really is, and it was.
It's not easy.
You know, I know from a liability point of view, they have to do it. And Mercury Hayes, he's the guy that actually caught the touchdown. He got hit in the face with a snowball.
Oh, then there you
when
go.
When he scored, I mean, it was. I mean, it was wrong. And then Joe made an announcement. And then Joe made an announcement. Joe went down and he grabbed the mic man, the cheerleader.
That's funny.
The Mike Man Mike, and he said, "Don't throw snowballs," and they threw a barrage of them.
Oh, of course,
right. And this is the game. Penn State won the game. This is the one where Joe Nastassi faked on the fake field goal. Joe Nastassi scored. Penn State won the game by 10. But yeah, Joe went out. Don't throw snowballs. Don't do it. It looked like an avalanche.
So although Dad was, you know, not altogether there, he did recognize the fact that every time he said, "Don't throw them," they threw more.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he also recognized who the idiot was. All right, so.
We'll
come back. Picks for the week in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Be just like me and just like nod your head and pretend you're listening. All right. What? Yeah, really? Yeah, great point. I'm so fortunate to be talking to an intellectual like you. All right. How lucky am I? All right.
All right, so we're going to switch things up. Obviously, we're only doing one NFL game, so we're going to do that
first. The Jets!
No, actually.
Oh, there's no good NFL games this week.
Come on, pick the Jets.
I know it's always New England, but it's the best game. It's a very interesting game.
So yeah, it is. Actually, it's a game with stakes. You know, I mean, a lot of people want to pick the Jets, but, you know, you guys make your own mistakes.
So we'll get to that in a sec. But first, last week. We all did pretty good last week. Steve, you went 6-2, 67-41. King and I went 5-3. I'm 63-45. King is 52-56.
Almost.
Yeah, except one guy said Ohio State would win by 3 touchdowns and was absolutely wrong. Who might that be?
Whoops.
That's right. That would be one of my 2 losses. Great pick. Very astute. Saw both teams play in person. Really astute.
Welcome to my world.
All right, so here we go with that Monday Night Football game, Battle of the AFC East.
If you can't make fun of yourself, can't make fun of anybody.
That's true. We'll see who makes fun of each other of itself after this game on Monday night. New England at Buffalo. Battle for first place. King.
I'm going to roll with the Patriots. I still think they're the most balanced team in football. And Buffalo can throw out a tough game here and there. New England's defense is very good. And the quarterback doesn't make mistakes. So.
I got the Pats, too. I'm liking the way they're playing right now. Steve.
The Jets. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm picking Buffalo.
Can't laugh at yourself.
I'm picking Buffalo. No, because the Jets are playing the Eagles. That's why I'm saying it.
That's right.
The reason why is I'm making fun of Matt. I'm picking the Bills to win.
And of course, the Steelers will be without their entire defense, so that'll be fun against Lamar Jackson. So that's not going to be a good one either. Yeah. So there you go. All right,
I'm picking Buffalo. So.
All right, there we go. Steve's on the island for that one. All right, let's start off the college slate with App State at Louisiana. Steve.
I think Billy's coaching the game, isn't he? Billy Napier? I believe he is. Louisiana.
I got Louisiana as well. King.
I love App State.
No, that's a good pick. App State's good. But I think Billy Napier.
I watched them play a couple times. They're really good.
Man. So I'm going to go Louisiana.
All right, next one we got San Diego State, Utah State. King.
San Diego State, because Steve said he saw them play and they're really good.
I am going with SDSU as well.
See, that was, I think, the swing game last week. I picked San Diego State, and you guys picked Boise.
Correct.
And Boise was winning most of that game. Yeah. But I'm gonna go with San Diego State to win it.
All right, now we go to the ACC championship game. Pitt at Wake Forest. Steve.
Well, the game's in Charlotte. It's not at Wake Forest.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, in Charlotte, yes.
Let's start with this. There aren't even people in Pittsburgh that are going to watch the game. I mean, seriously, that game is up against Iowa, Michigan. That's going to get like a 1.2 rating. It's going to look like an NBA Friday night. I'm going to go with, believe it or not, Pitt to win.
Oh, I never thought I'd see the day.
Oh, I picked Pitt to win before.
Sure, you did. You picked them one other time this year.
Yeah, I picked them to win before. I'm telling you right now, nobody's going to watch it. The game has about as much interest as watching Lint.
King, who you got?
I got Pittsburgh because I watched Wake Forest. They score a lot of points, but their defense sucks.
They give up a ton of points.
Pittsburgh's quarterback is a number one draft pick.
And remember, was it 3 years ago? Remember I told you Kenny Pickett might be a one?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been big on Kenny Pickett. Always have been.
He's a good quarterback. He's good. So,
yeah, I think Pickett lights it up.
Players at this point.
I think he lights it up one more time, too. I got the Pitt Panthers as well to win the ACC,
They're not getting a lot of respect around the country. They're a really good football team.
Usually losing to Western Michigan kills your respect.
Usually, yes.
Oh, what a bad game. But,
and their previous seasons, but yeah, there you go.
Here's the other part, though.
This year,
the ACC,
and they won handily. They weren't close.
The problem is the ACC is really down this year. I mean, really down.
Yeah, this is the worst I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
But, all right, now we go to the Pac-12 rematch from a couple weeks ago. Oregon, Utah. King.
I got Utah. I don't like Oregon. I've seen them. Sometimes they fall asleep. I'm gonna go on a limb and take Utah. They're a good, solid team.
Yeah, they got the dub last time, Steve.
Anthony Brown's a turnover machine. Despite having a great guy like Joe Moorhead call the plays, Utah wins.
I went back and forth on this one. I'm going to lean Oregon. You're at a neutral site this time. I think Oregon, it's tough to beat an opponent twice. I'm going to go with Oregon to bounce back.
I think Utah's so happy they're in Las Vegas. No. So in Oregon. Like, we're in Las Vegas.
This is
great. This is the greatest thing going. We could be in Eugene.
Half of the shows on Unsolved Mystery or 2020 or they're from Utah.
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff goes on there.
Oh. All right, Big 12 championship now at noon. Baylor and OK State. King.
I don't like Baylor for anything because of what they did with their program, so I got OK State.
I'm riding with the Cowboys as well, but I hope they lose. Steve.
A lot of people are going with Baylor, but I'm with you guys. I'm going Oklahoma State.
And now we go to the SEC championship game. Georgia, Bama, Steve.
Georgia.
I am going to go with Georgia as well. I think it'll be a close game, but I think Georgia takes some extra chances and it actually goes in their favor. And I just don't think Bama's played consistently enough for me. They have to get out to a lead, I think. If they don't get out to a lead, they're not going to win the game.
Alabama has a right tackle problem going into this game. They're going to have to keep a tight end or a running back in to chip, and that kind of affects the dominoes of their passing game.
All right, so I got Georgia as well. King?
Okay, I seriously took Georgia because I think they're just a great team.
Yeah.
But because I just want to change it up a little bit, I'm just going to take loose.
Roll tide.
This time. I'll go with Alabama just so we can have a...
Okay, sounds good.
...a chance to catch up. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Alabama won the game. They got tremendous athletes, but Georgia is a solid football team. But Alabama.
Yep. Wow. All right. And then finally, the Big Ten Championship game from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Michigan, Iowa. Steve.
Iowa runs the ball. Michigan runs the ball. The game will take 1 hour and 58 minutes to play.
That's true.
I'm picking Michigan.
I am rolling with Michigan as well. Defensively, they make a play late. I love the way they're playing defensively right now. Love that front four. King.
I don't believe Iowa belongs in the game at all. I think Michigan's going to beat the living tar out of them.
I also predict
if Penn State had an average running game, they'd be in this game.
I know.
You know, if they could just run the ball and control the ball a little and not put everything on that quarterback.
Oops.
Just an average running game.
Stupendous.
Just get a couple first downs with it. They would be in this game and possibly be in the Final Four.
I also have one additional pick. The first Michigan player to go down with an injury, the Iowa fans will boo.
There you go. I'm with you on that one. Quickly, I forgot. Maybe this is symbolic. Cincinnati-Houston. I have Houston in an upset.
Oh, we didn't put that down?
I just skipped over by accident.
I'm going with Houston.
There you go. King?
Really? Cincinnati-Houston?
Yep.
I got Cincinnati.
Okay. There you go.
Houston played UConn last week, and really, UConn roughed them up pretty good. I know you don't have time, but real quick, you can't make this up. The announcers for UConn, okay, they said Houston thought they were going to come in here and run 40 points on the board and blow UConn out. Well, the defense had something to say about that. It was 35-10 at that point. I was listening to it. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's 35-10. Their defense is stopping them.
Everybody has their own definition of success. Some bars are way lower than others.
By three touchdowns instead of four.
There you go.
Some bars are way lower than others.
We'll see what happens.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, I know Matt's got Bucknell Penn tonight, women's basketball. And that's over at Soika tonight. I think that starts at 6, I believe. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Stock up for the weekend now. Start to stock up for the holidays. You don't want to be short-handed, especially with the holidays being on weekends this year. A little extra time off for everybody. And gift cards. Oh, yeah, gift cards. Lots and lots of gift cards. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Can't go wrong with that product line. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And your trade-in's never been worth more. Great sales staff that works with you. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous service department as well. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. All right, so let's now get to it with Reginald Walker, our old friend from Charlotte. Reginald, welcome back, sir. Happy holidays. Great to have you with us.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Boy, Reginald, there's a lot of money going around out there. A lot of money. When you watch how everything has blown up this week, what was running through your mind watching these big contracts?
Well, the first thing that went through my head is we got a bunch of ADs that weren't really telling the truth the last couple of years. There's plenty of money still out there, and we've seen it in some of these contracts.
Oh, huge contracts. 110 for Lincoln Riley, 95 for Brian Kelly. I got to ask you about the Brian Kelly one. Brian Kelly was recruiting in California. Okay? Then he flew back to South Bend. He was asked by Dan Patrick, who else was on the plane with you? He says, my attorney. Why did Notre Dame allow him to use their plane to come back?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that tells you, I think, why there's so much vitriol aimed at Brian Kelly as opposed to some of the other guys that have moved around. It's because of things like that. It's because of, clearly, if you've got an attorney on the plane with you, you're working on something, right? You're trying to figure out what to clean up language-wise or what's in your contract that allows you to get out the way you need to get out and avoid paying money. Like, that's the issue people have with Brian Kelly is he's always kind of doing something that just doesn't quite pass the smell test. And that's why, you know, you look at Brian Kelly and he gets the response that he got from some of his players. He gets the response that he got from a lot of his assistants. Essentially, basically, no one's going with him. And anytime you want to go to a place, go to a new place, right, and try to rebuild, if you will, a program like LSU, you've got to have some familiar faces that want to be there with you to help implement what you believe in. And we all know, right, what's the first thing a new coach does? Steve, who do they hire? They hire a strength coach.
Yep.
He couldn't even get his strength coach to go with him.
Nope.
That's an issue.
That's a huge issue. All right. Now, this is a great question for somebody like you. You understand the culture of Penn State and the culture of Penn State football. Mm-hmm. You are now based in Charlotte, mm-hmm. which means you are now down in the South. Explain to the fans here what the culture of football is in the South versus here.
Well, I think the first piece to think about, particularly when you look at the SEC in general, right? You look at, let's use the main two states that we know about, right? Alabama and Mississippi,
yep.
right? There's no pro team there at all. Okay, so that's all they have.
That's right.
That's what they live by. Now, that's similar in-state college. That's similar in central Pennsylvania, but that does not sweep the entire state. You've got the Steelers and the Eagles, you know, so you have other football, just using football as the example, you have other football that you can eyeball at times, right? You have other football that, you know, whether Penn State wins or loses on Saturday, you celebrate that, you party, you enjoy, whatever, and then Sunday, you're trying to figure out where you're going to watch the Eagles or where you're going to watch the Steelers. Well, in Tuscaloosa, in Birmingham, in Auburn, in Huntsville, but I get it, Jacksonville State's there, these other schools, but at the end of the day, you go Saturday to Saturday on the edge of what Alabama or Auburn does the previous week. That is your lifeblood. That is what the sports world is about. That's the only pro team you have. Add to that, Alabama and Auburn historically in basketball have just not been great, right?
Right.
You can go back through the years and pick out a player or two that we've seen, whether it's Colin Sexton at Alabama or, you know, Auburn's history obviously goes back to Charles Barkley. Outside of that, what are those basketball programs really been? And so I think that's the interesting piece of it to watch and why it's such a big difference. Because even here in North Carolina, right? I mean, the Carolina Panthers have been here 25 years.
Yeah.
Most of the kids here, most of the people that are just out of college, right? They still don't have quite enough money to buy season tickets. But they grew up rooting for another team, or they didn't even, their parents definitely grew up rooting for another team. They didn't even, they're barely enough people that grew up with pro football here. So what are they focused on? The Tar Heels and the Wolfpack and Duke. That's what they're locked into. South Carolina, no pro teams. You're either a Clemson fan or a South Carolina fan, and there is no in between.
Right.
And I think that's the big piece of it to look at when you talk about college athletics, particularly college football in the South. That's why it's so different, and they're quick to tell you, well, the SEC phrases, it just means more, whatever the case may be. But that's why they talk about it like that, because they don't have anything else.
Well, I'll give everybody a quick example of that. You're talking about two franchises, the Eagles and the Steelers, that go back to the 1930s up here. The Atlanta Falcons came in 1966.
Yep.
And it's not a surprise that what were their original colors? The same as the University of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They wore the gray pants. They wore the red jerseys. I mean, the same as the University, because they were trying to dovetail off Georgia football. The most prominent Southern franchise in the NFL, good or bad, right, was Washington.
That's right.
That tells you everything,
mm-hmm.
right? That tells you everything about, because the South was all SEC at that point. Hey, Brent Pry is the head coach now at Virginia Tech. I know you have great respect for him like we all do. But it's also interesting after watching the way Penn State played defense, especially this past season, the opening up here. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of directions to go. I think Newberry from Navy is a guy that to kind of take a look at. I think I mentioned that on Twitter earlier this week. I've heard that, you know, some people mention Elijah Robinson and bringing him home. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't think he can do the job. It's been different for me to see guys come from the defensive line position and become coordinators. It's rare. And when they've been successful, they've been really, really successful. When they haven't, the majority of them haven't, and it hasn't been pretty. But I think he can do the job. What I think is interesting, what I think is going to be interesting to watch, I think Coach Poindexter is certainly an option there. I think Terry Smith has the acumen to step into that role. I don't know if that's what he wants to do. And I get along with Terry, and we talk from time to time. I'm not breaking any news there. I'm just saying that's an option as well, I think, right. If they want to go there.
Sure.
But there's so many names out there. The one name that, you know, makes me wonder, right, is I've heard the Bob Shoop thing. And right now I believe he's an analyst for somebody right now. And so he's an interesting name. He's done it before. We know they can win there with him. And I think the other thing is, depending on who they lose on the staff, I think it's interesting to watch, because I think James has done a good job of having people in the recruiting spots and or the analyst roles that he can move into good spots.
Yeah.
I think Alan Zamaitis, let's just say Terry Smith becomes a coordinator and he relinquishes the position coach concept. Alan Zamaitis, I think, can step in and coach defensive backs. I played with Alan. He's one of the smarter football players I've ever been around. Yeah. He can do that. He's in a recruiting role right now. Again, I'm not suggesting that's going to happen, but it's an option, and that's what these analyst roles and these recruiting positions have allowed coaches to do, is kind of have backups to the backups on their coaching staff, and they can just elevate people as opposed to having to rip a Band-Aid off and go find completely new people from outside of the organization or program, if you will.
Current top six we know is obviously Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Alabama 3, Cincinnati 4, Oklahoma State 5, Notre Dame 6. The only one in that group, now Georgia does, it doesn't matter if they lose the game. They're the one that can lose and still be in. Notre Dame does not risk it for a 13th time because they choose not to risk it.
Right.
It's their choice. Should they benefit from that choice?
Theoretically, no, but realistically, they probably will. But on the flip side of it, they may not. And what I mean by that is, if Cincinnati loses,
yeah,
that also hurts Notre Dame.
Yes.
Right? Because Cincinnati does not look as good. Notre Dame, and trust me, if Cincinnati loses to Houston, they will not be in the top 10. We've seen that history with the American Athletic Conference. Someone goes this deep into the season undefeated and they lose a game. You're going to tumble. You're not going to drop. You're going to tumble down those rankings. So I think that's a thing to look at. But I think the point you made was very, very important. It doesn't matter for Georgia. And everything's on the line for Nick Saban in Alabama. They just played not well in the Iron Bowl over the weekend, over last week, right? So Nick Saban has been basically probably lighting those dudes up every single day this week, telling them it's all on the line, yada, yada, yada. And Kirby Smart's sitting there trying to tell his guys, hey, guys, I want to beat Nick Saban. And they're looking at him going, yeah, but we're going to playoff anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really worried about that. So I think that game is interesting to watch, and I think if Alabama finds a way to get ahead and they force Stetson Bennett to have to be a guy that pushes the ball down the field, yes, I think that bodes very well for Alabama. What I would tell people, and this is going to sound really weird, watch the coin toss in that game. I think if Alabama wins the toss, we've seen historically a lot of coaches will defer.
They'll take the ball.
I think Alabama will take the
ball.
Football.
Yeah, they'll take the ball.
I think they will. Yeah.
Remember, too, Bill O'Brien is the offensive coordinator. That's the NFL mindset. You take the ball.
That's exactly right. And I think that's going to be very, very interesting to watch that sort of chess match, if you will, play out there. And then, Steve, I'm telling you right now, I've said this 1,000 times, and I don't think people really understand what I mean. Cincinnati's in trouble here because it's set up for Oklahoma State. They're sitting at number 5, right behind Cincinnati. Baylor's number 8. If they get another top 10 win and become a Power 5 champion, Oklahoma State will leapfrog Cincinnati. I'm saying it right now on your show.
Well, you very well may be right. I'm not so sure Cincinnati beats Houston.
That's a very good point.
Hey, Dana Holgorsen, by the way, we know that he's had a couple of off-the-field issues along the way, but the guy can flat-out coach.
Yes, he can.
I mean, and especially on offense, he can coach. And look, they're sitting there with, let's be honest with it, house money.
Yep.
It's not a bad place.
You got house money.
Yeah.
You got house money and a guy who can, as they say, draw up some ball plays.
Yeah.
And they will let it all. I'm going to tell you right now, the kitchen sink is coming out. It's coming out. They're going to show Cincinnati everything that Dana Holgorsen can think of. And in that game, to me, for Cincinnati defensively, and I love what Cincinnati does defensively.
Yeah, really
good. But Luke Fickell better have a plan for two things, alignment and assignment. Because if you don't get lined up against a guy like Dana Holgorsen or a Mike Gundy right at Oklahoma State, that's when you get in trouble against those guys, because you're just, if you're not lined up right, which is their whole thought process, right? We're going to give you a formation that doesn't make sense, and when you don't get lined up, it's a touchdown.
Yeah. Look, all I know is I listened to Dana this morning in an interview. He sounds so relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
That just tells me that they're in a good spot. And, you know, for all we know, they turn it over 4 times. But you can just kind of tell listening to him, like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
And that's him, and he knows he's got the Tillman Fertitta money floating out there, and he's it's like you said, it's all house money.
Always house money when you're on, my friend. It's great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Steve Jones. You are the man, you know that. And I will implore you to do one thing.
Yes, sir.
As I say goodbye and we go into the holidays.
Yes, sir.
I spent 4 years in Happy Valley. Stay warm, my friend.
I am doing that. In fact, I do have a trip to Richmond coming up in a couple weeks, so I'm going to, you know, at least be at least a little further south.
Excellent. And I tell you what, I'm waiting. If there's a day where that basketball program comes a little further south of the Mason-Dixon line, I'm showing up on you.
Oh, showing up? We're going to dinner.
Absolutely.
We are doing dinner, my friend.
Yes,
all
we
right.
are.
And it's on me. Okay?
All right. We'll let it happen. We'll say that now. It probably won't happen that way, but we'll say that now.
No. I'm actually pretty good about that. So despite the jokes that Jack makes about it, I'm actually pretty good about it. So,
well, you can't have shorter arms than Bill Raftery when the
a good shot to close. We'll talk again. Hey, when the bowls come out, we'll talk again, and we'll do have a little fun with some bowl predictions.
Absolutely, sounds great.
All right, thanks, my man.
Take care.
Reginald Walker. We'll wrap it up in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. Stock up for the weekend now. Stock up for the holidays now. Get gift cards. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Petso Women's Volleyball is underway with Towson right now, opening round NCAA tournament at the Peterson Event Center in Pittsburgh. Pitt's the higher seed, that's why they're hosting. They're underway with Towson right now. So, that's where it is. And Pitt's playing UMBC in the other part of the bracket. Two winners meet tomorrow. That's volleyball. Hockey tonight. Penn State, Michigan State, Pagula. Sunday, Penn State, Ohio State basketball. 7:30 on, beginning at 7. Big, big weekend. So hockey tonight, tomorrow, basketball on Sunday. And a lot of football between now and then, starting with the Pac-12 championship game tonight, Utah and Oregon in Las Vegas. And Mark Turgeon is out as the head basketball coach at Maryland. That was a stunner today. If it were March, I wouldn't be so stunned. But to do it in early December, 8 games in, Danny Manning, by the way, takes over as the head basketball coach on an interim basis at Maryland. They, of course, will conduct a nationwide search. Why not make it worldwide? But those are the big stories of the day right there. And see, Daniel Jones, no go for the Giants. Mike Lennon starts. And Freeman elevated to head coach at Notre Dame. And Andy Dalton will start for the Bears. And Antonio Brown is still employed. Interesting. Today's show's been brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. Gift cards as well. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Back in the Sunbury Motors studio Monday here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Santa is 1 hour away.